On behalf of the Breeds management team, I welcome you all and thank you for joining us for the Q3 22 results conference call. I hope everybody's keeping well and healthy. Before we begin our presentation, I'd like to remind you that some of the statements made in today's conference call may be forward-looking in nature and may involve risks and uncertainties. Kindly refer to slide 2 of the presentation for the detailed disclaimer. I now request that you turn to slide 3 for today's agenda. So on today's call, we have with us Adel Salem Al-Wahedi, our Chief Financial Officer, and Salek Malik, our Vice President of Finance. Adel will begin with the opening remarks and provide an overview for the Q3 2022 performance and key highlights. Following that, Salek will discuss the financial performance in more detail, and Adel will then conclude the presentation and will open up the lines for your questions. Thank you, and over to you, Adel.
Thank you, Kevin, and thank you everyone for joining us today. I would like to highlight our Q3 2022 performance. Total revenue grew by 13%, led by the chilled water business growth of 14%. During the same period, EBITDA growth was 18%, resulting in EBITDA margin of 55% for the period. Net profit during the year increased by 3% to 400 million dirhams. In September this year, the shareholders voted to amend Article 7 of the company's Articles of Association for 100% foreign ownership. Tabreed Egypt, our new entity in Egypt, has signed a contract with a developer called Egyptians for Healthcare Services, EHCS, for their new smart medical city project called Capital Med. Tabreed to construct and operate this new sustainable energy plant, which is designed to meet the cooling and heating demand. It is a prestigious project with 19,500 RTs of cooling in phase one, with a total concession of 30,000 RT for the entire development. It also includes 12 megawatts of space heating, thus providing a full end-to-end term solution. Tabreed published its second environmental social governance ESG report, offering greater insight into the company's activities and accomplishments. Following our first report in 2021, Tabreed is committed to play a key role in UAE's target towards net zero emissions by 2050. Moving to next slide. Tabreed is contributing to the region's growth through efficient and environmentally friendly cooling, enabling sustainable development. As our business grows, so does our positive environmental footprint. We are one of the largest sustainable cooling providers in the region and currently operate 86 plants across the region, delivering over 1.25 million tons of cooling. Over the last 12 months, our operation saved approximately 2.3 billion kilowatt hours of energy consumption, enough to power over 128,000 homes for a year, and equivalent to save over 1.35 million tons of CO2 emissions. Today's results announcement will demonstrate a breed sustainable and resilient financial performance. In addition, we believe the carbon emission savings generated through our sustainable cooling services are an essential enabler to allow the region's governments to meet their sustainability targets for the future. Going to the next slide. During quarter three of this year, we added a capacity of 17,000 RTs and a total of 48,000 RTs during the first 9 months of this year. It was achieved through organic and inorganic growth. We remain committed to achieve our guided target for 120,000 RT by end of 2023. As you would be aware, in last quarter of last year, we also had the step-up acquisitions of the remaining 50% stake in Al Wajiz cooling plant in Abu Dhabi, which has resulted in movement of 64,000 RT of capacity from equity accounted to fully consolidated. Moving to the next slide. This slide recaps the evolution of our performance over recent years. To summarize, Tabreed is a stable utility infrastructure business with long-term contracts with high-profile customers. This provides the clear visibility of future earnings and cash flows. We currently have approximately 81% of our current capacity contracted for at least the next 10 years. The current connected capacity is 1.25 million RT, which has grown at an average rate of 9% since 2019. About two-thirds of our revenues are derived from fully government-owned and partly government-owned organizations, which represents a strong credit profile of our customer base. Group revenue has grown by 13%, mainly from core chilled water business, which has shown an average growth rate of 13% since 2019. Tabreed has a track record of delivering profitable growth. EBITDA has increased at an average rate of 17% per annum since 2019. Our profitability is in line with historical averages, and we are confident of maintaining the margins or the margin levels over long term. With the robust and resilient nature of our business, Tabreed has demonstrated its nimbleness in facing any organic challenges, and we are confident and ready to overcome the same in future. I will now hand over to Salik for detailed discussion of our income statement.
Thank you, Adil, and good afternoon, everyone. Let me start by highlighting the key points on our income statement for the first 9 months of 2022. Total revenue grew by 13%, driven by the robust performance in chilled water, which recorded a growth of 14% compared to the same period last year. Other key factors driving this increase are 8% growth was contributed by consolidation of Alwajiz and incremental impact of full quarter for Sadia district cooling plant in consolidation, which we did in Q1 last year. Oman consolidation added another 2% with the acquisition of Al-Mooj. We also had some small benefits from positive CPI and the finance lease adjustment. EBITDA grew by 18% year-on-year to 912 million. The growth in EBITDA was primarily driven by consolidation of Alwajiz district cooling assets, full quarter impact of Sadia district cooling assets, and the growth achieved during this year. EBITDA margins were at 55%, slightly higher than our historical margins compared to the same period last year. Increase in net finance cost is due to consolidation of debt on Alwajiz step-up acquisition last year. Share of results in equity accounted entities has reduced, again due to the consolidation of Alwajiz upon the step-up acquisition. We have changed method from subsidiary instead of the equity method. Net profit for the profit period increased by 3% compared to the last year. We will now look into the statement of financial position on the next slide. This shows the summarized version of the balance sheet as of 30th September 2022. The key movements in 9 months are as follows. Movement in intangibles represent deconsolidation of IBA on investment disposal and amortization for the period. Increase in trade receivables mainly represent seasonality impact offset by deconsolidation of IBA receivables on investment disposal. As you would be aware, during early Q2, we issued bonus shares to cover the 50% dividend discount. Reduction in debt represents the scheduled repayments of project finance facilities. We now turn on to the cash flow statement. Our cash flow performance during the period has been extremely robust. Strong cash flow from operations of 866 million, slightly better than the last year for the same period before working capital adjustments. Our cash from operations to EBITDA ratio for Q3 was over 95%. As of Q3, there is no significant investment in capex or acquisitions. However, the comparatives of last year represents CAPEX payments of 962 million made towards acquisition of Sadia district cooling assets, net of sale proceeds from the Qatar coal disposal. Financing activity represents the normal debt servicing, and the increase versus last year is due to consolidation of Alwajiz post step-up acquisition. It also includes dividend payment of 166 million. Overall, 9 months recorded a strong and robust cash from operations and resulting in a healthy closing cash balance of close to 1.5 billion. And our revolving credit facility of 590 million remains fully unutilized. This liquidity, combined with our flexible capital structure, positions the group well to fund future growth. Now we turn to the debt portfolio and return ratios. Tabriz debt portfolio as of September 2022 is as follows. Tabriz has a net debt of 5.8 billion dirhams. Though the gross debt has increased due to consolidation of net debt, but the debt has reduced overall due to higher cash balance. There are two facilities maturing in 2025, which are corporate loan in H1 2025 and a Sukuk in second half of that year. The facility maturing is with initial tenor of 5 years and it has 100% bullet at maturity. This facility allows us penalty-free prepayments, allowing Tabriz to manage refinancing risk over the life of the facility. Our intention is to refinance the term loan before the Sukuk repayment. Net debt to EBITDA ratio improved 5 times in September compared to 6 times in December 2021. As you are all aware, Tabriz naturally delivers over time due to the strong cash generating characteristics of our business model, and maintaining the investment grade status is our core. Following the 2021 acquisitions, both Moody's and Fitch reaffirmed their investment grade ratings, with Moody's at Baa3 and Fitch improved from BBB- to BBB with a stable outlook. This completes the detailed review of our results from Q3 2022. Now I will hand it back to Agu to take you through the conclusion.
Thank you, Salim. Tabriz is a highly sustainable business, delivering significant power efficiencies compared to other cooling alternatives. Sustainability is at the core of Tabriz operation. It reflects the company's commitment to energy efficiency and to the environment, and to the sustainable socio-economic development of the region. Tabriz has set its own targets to support energy consumption reduction and emissions prevention through innovative technology solutions and environmentally friendly practices. Various environmental friendly initiatives are part of Tabriz operations, such as use of treatment sewage effluents, emission monitoring, thermal energy storage, use of seawater, management of hazardous waste, and compliance with framework of the regulations of trade effluents. All the above initiatives has saved over 2.26 billion kilowatt hours of energy consumption, enough to power around 128,000 homes for a year, and equivalent to reducing around 1.3 million tons of CO2 emissions, as discussed or explained earlier today. Next slide. As a stable utility business model, Tabriz continues to deliver strong financial and operating performance with rising profitability and consistent margins. Also, we continue to work on various fronts, from business development to operations, to help drive further growth whilst protecting and improving the shareholders' value. Tabriz has solid corporate governance and market-leading transparency, demonstrated by non-executive board composition. The second party opinion on our green financing framework confirms the positive environmental impact of our core sustainable cooling operations. During the year, we added capacity of 48,000 RT through organic and inorganic growth, and will move forward to achieve the guided target of 120,000 RT growth by end of 2023. Tabriz further is expanding in the Egyptian market through our second project Capital Mid. I would like to reiterate that the robust and resilient nature of Tabriz business, as well as the returns, Tabriz has demonstrated its agile proactive, proactiveness in facing any economic challenges, and we are confident and ready to deliver the same or even better in the future. Thank you for joining us today, and I will now hand back to Kevin to open the Q&A line.
Thank you, Adil. That concludes our results presentation. I'd like now to request for the lines to be opened for the Q&A.
Thank you. As a reminder, if you'd like to register an audio question, please press star followed by one on your telephone keypad. If you change your mind, please press star followed by two. For those of you connecting online, you can type your question into the Q&A chat box. We've had a question sent into us asking, thanks for taking my questions and congrats on a great set of numbers. Firstly, my first question is on the 15K RT added in Q3 in the UAE. Which concession is this additional for?
Hi. Thank you very much for this question, Thomas. Appreciate that you opened the line with the new question. So then the question that 15,000 RTs, it's actually 17,000 that we added in Q3, and it's basically in our existing concession areas, which is spread across Abu Dhabi and Dubai, Raha Beach and downtown DCP.
Secondly, asking, can we safely assume that you would sign a greenfield concession in India via your partnership with IFC in 2023? What would be the average ticket size of the opportunities in India?
We are, hi, Adil again here. Yeah, we are exploring the opportunities in India market, and we cannot, you know, that to mention anything now. And once we reach to the, you know, level that we can share anything with the market, that we will do so.
And then thirdly, is there any update on acquisition opportunities of DC assets in the UAE, which RE developers and operators are offloading?
See, as you can understand, we are always, you know, into the market to make business, and we are, you know, into the dialogue with the different potential clients or investors or even developers. And this is always this happening as the case. And again, once we reach to a stage that we can announce something to the market, that we will do so.
Our next question says, hi team, can you please discuss briefly regarding near-term inorganic growth plans? Also, can you please talk about any near to medium-term plans to approach debt capital markets for another issuance?
Thank you. Thank you, Rakesh, for this question. As Adil mentioned in his previous answer, so as and when we come close to, you know, the signing of any brownfield acquisitions, we would definitely inform the market and accordingly to the press as well. When it comes to the debt capital markets approaching, yeah, today we are having this huge chat. We are, as I said in my cash flow presentation, we are in a position to, you know, fund organically for the cash from the internal funds, and then later on we will take it to the debt capital markets. Hope this answers your query.
Our next question says, thank you for the great presentation. My question is there any update on the acquisition of Majid Al Futtaim assets?
You know, as you can understand, we are a listed company, so that we cannot, you know, talk about anything that it is not something really that, you know, reached to any final stage or any conclusion of it. Though, still we are, you know, continuing to approach, you know, any prospect in the market, like any other players as well. Thank you.
As a reminder, for any further questions, that's star followed by one on your telephone keypad, or you can type your questions if you're connecting online via the Q&A chat box. We have no further questions, so I'll hand back for any closing remarks.
Thank you. That concludes our Q3 2022 earnings call. We have one more, I beg your pardon.
Yes.
We've just received a question asking, does the management plan to increase the dividends?
Jordan, can you repeat the question, please?
Does the management plan to increase the dividends?
See, as you can understand, this is a shareholder's decision, and that decision always depends, you know, on so many factors about the liquidity, about the growth plans, about so many things. And we cannot speculate anything as of now. Inshallah, you know, that the next call, that we will be in a position that, you know, to share the announcement of the decision at that time.
Thank you. We have no further questions on the line.
Thank you, everyone. That concludes our Q3 2022 earnings call. We look forward to interacting with you at our earnings conference calls and investor conferences. And should you have any further questions, please don't hesitate to contact us. Have a great day. Thank you once again for joining the call. Bye.